@LafayetteLafayette. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.
Sitting in for Cheryl Castile this week, host Chaz Justice interviews local musician David Greeley.
Let me get my bowl set right. I never did drink any. Maybe I'm like Louie. I may need one. I don't know. I'm used to playing in front of all these old boys, got toe of their boots out, one spur on their foot. Get down here in big town, it ain't right. Wasn't I a little too close to the mic, really?
Okay, Smokey, we're rolling.
All right. And what was that?
That was Bob Wilson.
You're listening to KR.
All right. This is some convicts in Angola in 1934, and they're singing a gospel tune called He Never Said a Mumbling Word.
Oh, Lord.
Crucified my Lord. Crucified my Lord.
Who didn't dare?
Crucified my Lord.
Oh, and he
never said a mumbling word.
Well, he
just hung the Lord his head and died.
Oh, didn't they walk
him up the hill?
Him up
the hill. Didn't they walk him up the hill?
Oh, didn't they
walk him up the hill?
Him up the hill.
They walked him up the hill.
Oh, didn't they
walk him up the hill?
Oh, and he
never said a mumbling word.
Well, he just
hung the Lord his head and died.
Oh, didn't they crown
my Lord and Lord?
The Lord's a
crown my Lord and Lord.
Oh, didn't they
crown my Lord and Lord?
The Lord's a
crown my Lord and Lord.
Oh, didn't they
crown my blessed Lord?
Oh, and
he never said a mumbling word.
Well, he just
hung the Lord his head and died.
Oh, didn't they
him in the side.
Him
in the side. Him in the side.
Oh, didn't he
feel him in the side?
Him in the
side. Him in the side. Feel him in the side.
Who didn't he
feel him in the side?
Oh, and he
never said a mumbling word.
Well, he just
hung the Lord his head and died.
Oh, didn't he blood
comes streaming and down.
Blood
comes streaming and down.
Why didn't it
blood comes streaming and down? Blood comes streaming and down.
Who didn't it?
Blood comes streaming and down.
When he
never said a mama land was.
Well, he
gets hung. Blood on his head and down. Down to the cross,
to
he didn't nail down to the cross.
I done told
you to nail down to the cross.
Yeah,
I told you to nail down to the cross.
Who didn't
nail down to the cross?
Oh, he
never said a mama land boy.
Well, he gets
hung, the Lord is head and die.
Come
and back again,
and back home.
He come and back again,
Lord, in my Lord,
come and back again,
and back home.
He come and back again,
oh my Lord,
come and back again.
When he
now bought my land, was
well, he just
wrong. Lord, Lord, his head and die.
These two songs have been sung by the Camp Quartet of Camp A of the farm at Angola, Texas, Angola, Louisiana, in charge of Captain Rio, through whose courtesy we have been permitted to make these recordings for the Library of Congress in Washington.
Get out my life, woman. You don't love me no more. Get out my life, woman. You don't love me no more. Get out my life, woman. You don't love me no more. No.
All right, you're listening to KRVS. I'm Chaz Justice. We got David Greeley in the studio. Hey, David.
Good morning.
All right, what were we just hearing there?
That was Lee Dorsey.
Lee Dorsey, classic New Orleans stuff.
Yeah, my transistor radio would pick up WNOE, and they played a lot of New Orleans R&B and funk.
And where was this?
I lived in Denham Springs, Louisiana.
Denham.
Just east of Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
Just close enough to get New Orleans on the transistor radio.
Right.
And so was really marinated when I was a kid listening to Alan Toussaint stuff and all the C. Saint studio things and Lee Dorsey and,
right.
and New Orleans.
Classic stuff. And a lot of people, some people don't know about you playing saxophone. You were talking about how you ended up playing the tenor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that you were sort of immersed in this stuff and heard it quite a bit growing up.
Yeah, when it was time to play a tenor saxophone, I didn't really have much doubt what needed to be done because
right.
I'd heard it so much growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I was 17, I went to New Orleans to see Black Sabbath at the Warehouse.
Okay.
And back then, the music got mixed up more than it does now.
Uh-huh.
And one of the opening acts for that show was a folk rock band called Sea Train.
Oh, yeah, with Peter Green and Peter Rowan.
Peter Rowan. And Richard Green.
Richard Green.
And Richard was playing an electric fiddle plugged through a wah-wah pedal.
Right.
And I was completely enthralled. I said, I got to get me one of those.
Uh-huh.
So I went to a pawn shop in Baton Rouge the next day and bought a fiddle and a couple of bows and made up two songs on it the first day I had it.
Oh, cool. So it took right to it.
Well, yeah, I could bend the notes. I never could bend the notes on a guitar bought from the hardware store that had heavy strings on it, you know, or a harmonica.
Yeah.
Totally baffling me, but on a fiddle it was real easy. So I couldn't put it down.
And the fiddle, I'm sorry, go ahead.
It was, you know, you can slide notes and get greasy.
Yeah. And the fiddle was sort of like your first serious instrument that you really sort of got obsessed with, would you say?
Yeah, that was the big obsession, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then, luckily, there was I lived in Denham Springs, and the next town over is Walker.
Oh, yeah.
And they had the Old South Jamboree there, which is a country music concert hall.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have a bluegrass festival there. So the following week, they had a bluegrass festival.
I heard a little fiddle in there then,
so
huh?
So I went straight from Black Sabbath to Flatt & Scruggs in 1 week.
Nice.
Didn't really look back, actually. I'm looking for my Flatt & Scruggs song.
You've got some Flatt & Scruggs on here. That was some of the first stuff when I lived in Bro Bridge, when you would come over to the house. We were playing some Flatt & Scruggs with Eric Fry and singing harmonies and stuff like that.
And we're gonna find Mr. Lester Flatt right.
You got some Lester Flatt going up there. Lester Flatt
there
and Flatt & Scruggs.
Here we go.
This isn't with Scruggs. This is just Lester Flatt, huh?
Flatt & Scruggs.
Oh, this is Flatt & Scruggs. Yes, well, bring it on, baby.
I thought I had seen pretty girls in my time, but that was before I met you. I never saw one that I wanted for mine, but that was before I met you. I thought I was swinging the world by the tail. I thought I could never be blue. I thought I'd been kissed and I thought I'd been loved, but that was before I met you. That was before I met you. I said that no woman could ever hold me, but that was before I met you. I thought I was swinging the world by the tail. I thought I could never be blue. I thought I'd been kissed and I thought I'd been loved, but that was before I met you. Tell me I must reap just what I have sown, but darling, I hope it's not true. For once I made plans about living alone, but that was before I met you. I thought I was swinging the world by the tail. I thought I could never be blue. I thought I'd been kissed and I thought I'd been.
Milk cow, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, old milk cow blues. Johnny Gamble now.
up this morning, looked out door. I could tell my milk cow, I could tell by the way she lows.
Oh,
if you see my milk cow, please drive her on home. 'Cause I ain't had no milk and butter, woo, since my cow's been gone. Well, you gotta treat me right. Your little prayer book, get down on your knees and pray, 'cause you're gonna need me. You're gonna need my help someday. Yeah, you're gonna be sorry you treat me this way.
Oh, Al Strickland now. Saw, pot, saw, let that milk come. Johnny Gimble, that little mandolin. Smartest little instrument in the world, yes.
Just count the days I'm gone, 'cause ain't gonna see, ain't gonna see my sweet face no more. Yeah, you're gonna be wondering, honey, where in this world I gone.
Levi.
All right, you're listening to KRVS 88.7 Lake Charles Lafayette. I'm Chaz Justice. I'm here with David Greeley, and we were just listening to some Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. Some of my favorite stuff.
This is a record my father bought for me. He said, you need to listen to this. If you're going to play a fiddle, you need to hear this.
Right.
Stuff. And I was very glad that he did. It it has. Western swing is some of the greatest music in the world.
I absolutely agree.
It's got aggression.
Yes.
And every time you play a solo, you needs to sound like a wisecrack.
Yeah, you got to get in there.
You're swapping jokes.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I love about it.
Right.
I love to play everything I play like that if I can.
Right.
I eventually ended up in Nashville and got to meet Johnny Gimble. And
did
and
you now?
I sure did. Johnny Gimble played fiddle on that stuff.
And, mm-hmm.
He's always been a big hero of mine. I always loved his sound and tried to get it when I play Western Swing.
Yeah, he's the guy.
I've been playing Western Swing around town with a band called Stop the Clock.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Still Gary Newman and Buck Lou and all those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We entertain each other.
That's right. That's right.
Then, you know, I always knew that I wanted to play Cajun music because my grandfather played Cajun fiddle.
Okay.
His name was Eddie Terrio, my mother's dad. And I never heard him play. I didn't know him. I never heard him play. But it was always in the back of my mind that was my own tradition and I needed to find out about it.
Eventually you get to it.
Yeah, and I finally did. Moved back to Louisiana from roaming around and got led over to the archives by my buddy Barry Ancelet,
mm-hmm.
which is one of the greatest things that ever happened to me. Back then, the archive was a forgotten closet.
Uh-huh.
He showed me how to work the tape machines and left me alone.
Just get in there and get to it.
And just started digging and finding all this great stuff, just traditional music. It's the archival stuff. It's already been through the filter.
Mm-hmm.
There's no... there's no cocktails in there. It's all straight whiskey.
It's the real deal. Straight, yeah. No chaser.
That's right.
And the archives is still kicking now. It's over at UL. It's looking good.
Yeah, and there were a lot of great collectors. I've become... Some people are fans of baseball players. I'm fans of folklorists, I guess.
Uh-huh.
All these collectors like Ralph Ransler and mm-hmm. The Lomaxes and Barry Ancelet.
Yeah, I was going to say Barry and, yeah.
And another guy that did great work, and he's still around, is Chris Strockwitz. I really love the work he did. He was really good.
Right. Outstanding catalog.
And I'd like to play something from a fella I was lucky enough to know a bit, Canray Fontenot.
Cool.
This was recorded at his house, and if you listen closely, you can hear his feet tapping. And he's barefooted, so the low note, the low tap is his heel, and the high one, the backbeat, is his toes.
Nice. Lay it on us.
This is one called Be La Manche.
Oh, Be La Manche, la volée des moutons, la volée des moutons, on les évidrène. Qui s'est guetté la côte, la veuve Adelina. Qui c'est qui était la cause, c'est la veuve Adelina. C'est un bon travaillant, travailler tous les jours et voyager tous les soirs. Oh, Billamon, j'ai la rentrée dans le tracas, la rentrée dans le tracas pour la veuve Adelina. Il a été condamné à la pénitentiaire. Qui c'est qui était la cause? C'est la veuve Adelina. Thank you.
song. You remember that song you played for me one time when I came here? It goes.
Oh yeah. I don't know the name of it, but I know the tune.
You think you can play that one?
Yeah, I can.
Looks like your arm is settling down a little bit.
Yeah, it takes a little while, you know.
You want me to think? We're all a little wild ourselves, that's all right.
It takes a long time to raise steam on an old rusty boiler. It takes a lot of fire. And the main thing, don't you drag behind. Just kind of push on it because I need all the boost I can get.
Listening to KRVS 88.7 Lake Charles Lafayette, and that was just Varice Connor. I'm here with David Greeley.
Hey.
We hear a little bit about that track.
Yeah, that was Varice Connor playing probably, I think it was Murphy Connor on playing guitar. That was a recording that was made in 1974 by Barry Onsley. One of the things that I found in the archives when I was introduced to the archives in the early 90s, and wore that out. I mean, just about had the whole thing memorized.
It got you, huh?
Well, it came in really handy later on when Louisiana Folkmasters wondered if Barry and I could edit the recordings. We had 9 hours of Varice Connor, reel to reel, and needed to edit it down to an album. And we worked on it together. We happened to be in Nova Scotia when we did it on the computer, and we were sitting there going, remember that time he said old rusty boiler, you know?
Right.
So where's that at? You know, we'd find it, and we just cut it together in order that the listeners could get a feel for what it's like to hear archival recordings. Because a good archival recording is going to have context.
Right. It's going to reflect
that. Hear what the name of the song is. You're going to hear the talk that goes around it and where he learned it. And I really wanted the public to hear that environment of listening like you get in an archive.
It's very personal. You're at his house.
It's really fun. And he was a great guy to visit. Any chance you get to listen to him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're lucky guys.
Beautiful fiddle player.
Yeah, and it's probably a labor of love going through those archives and even listening to 9 hours of it and just checking it out and listening to the stories and the jokes and everything.
Parker Dinkins was the engineer at the time.
Parker
brought it down to his mastering studio, and at the end of a long, long day of transferring 9 hours of Varice Connor, he said, that was the most uplifting experience I've had in a long time.
Nice, nice. A labor of love. So where are we moving on here? We're going to go on to another genre even. That was about as much Louisiana stuff we'll do for a little bit.
Well, nowadays, you know, there's always archival material. There's stuff you write, and then there's stuff that you go to for inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Things that you can bring in, ideas you can bring into Cajun music and disguise them so that, you know, it's not real obvious where it came from.
Mm-hmm. And what are we getting into here?
Well, I think I want to do a little Steve Jordan.
All right.
Because he's so awesome.
Cool. Let's check it out. Cue it up here.
This is a some brother harmony, I guess. I call it brother harmony. This is what these guys... I used to play with a couple of brothers down in South Texas when I lived there, and this is people that know each other really, really well.
Yeah, great.
In the way they sound. This is some Steve Jordan, Estevan Jordan from Corpus Christi,
here we go.
Texas.
All right. You were listening to Ben Webster. And who was that on piano there?
Hank Jones.
Hank Jones. Classic stuff.
A little meditation on perspective.
Mm-hmm. Someone to watch over me.
Yeah, somebody to show me what music can be.
Ben Webster's watching over you, David. He's watching over you right now. So where are we going next here?
I would like to, we're talking about right now side stuff we listen to for inspiration.
Oh, yeah.
And one of my very favorite experiences was when I went to New Orleans to the House of Blues to see Eliodas Ochoa.
Oh, yeah, the guy from Buena Vista?
That's right.
Yeah.
Cowboy hat and the cuatro and a wonderful singer.
Right.
One of the things that struck me that night, I was listening to him sing, and it was so beautiful and so flawed at the same time.
Uh-huh.
And it got me to be less uptight about what I sound like when I sing a song.
Right. Human is hip.
I want to thank him for it every day.
And go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just saying that the Buena Vista Social Club, I know it's a pretty popular movie, but if you haven't seen it, it's a little movie Rock Hooter made in Cuba. And he's on there, and it's got some great clips of him. It's kind of a great – it was a big introduction to Cuban music for me. And, check it out.
One of the things this teaches me about music, too, is that this melody is long. It goes places.
Uh-huh.
And our melodies are often so short in Cajun music, and it made me go, well, let's try,
let's have a journey here.
Yeah, see how far we can take it.
Let's check it out. Let's hear a melody.
This is the man, Eliodas Ochoa.
Estrella, iluminaron tu cara, por eso tú eres tan bella, tan adorable como una reina. Tus ojos son dos luceros, tu boca es una manzana. Y tus cabellos reflejan el sol brillante de la mañana. Te quiero tanto, te quiero, que mi guitarra lo sabe. Te llevo dentro del pecho, amor tan grande que ya no cabe. Te quiero tanto, te quiero, porque conmigo eres buena, porque también tú me quieres, mi Magdalena, porque también tú me quieres, mi Magdalena. Te quiero, que mi guitarra lo sabe. Te llevo dentro del pecho, amor tan grande que ya no cabe. Te quiero tanto, te quiero, porque conmigo eres buena, porque también tú me quieres. Mi Magdalena, porque también tú me quieres, mi Magdalena,
all right. we are with David Greeley. I'm Chaz Justice. You're listening to KRVS 88.7, Lake Charles, Lafayette. And what was that we were just hearing?
That was Mr. Eliades Ochoa from Cuba.
He can roll an R, huh?
Oh, man, I know. He knows how many clicks there was in that R, I think.
About. Let's send that out to Eric Graves, our boy. He goes down to Cuba about most years, and he's got me into a lot of that stuff, and I appreciate it very much.
It's fun. It's cool to scan around all the different kinds of music there are in the world and see what ideas can be brought to bear on our own music and see what we can do.
Absolutely.
One of the things that helped me a lot, and it kind of surprised me, it came out of left field. I was listening to Nathan Milstein play some solo Bach.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of based my solo fiddle playing on what I heard in this next piece.
Interesting.
We probably won't play the whole thing, but this is a sample of some solo Johann Sebastian Bach played on the violin. And he'll be playing a melody, and he'll reach over and grab another note, and it adds a chord to the melody that's playing. Mm-hmm. He's doing it on the downbeats, but I said, I bet if I do that on the backbeats, it'll make Cajun music sound more complete on one fiddle.
Right.
So show you what I'm talking about.
Hi, you're listening to KRVS. I'm here with David Greeley. I'm Chaz Justice. And we didn't realize that we thought we were just going to be spinning some records and whatnot, but we're actually going to hear a little bit of live music, I think. I think David's going to play a little something on the fiddle.
Well, I wanted to kind of give you all an example of what I'm talking about. I was listening to Mr. Milstein, Nate the Great.
The Great.
Do that stuff, and I thought, well, what if I put it on the backbeat? What would that sound like? And so this is a little bit of Beat La Manche, the tune we heard from Canray earlier,
right.
Played with an idea I got from listening to Mr. Milstein.
All right.
Get to play your own backbeat if you do that. If you take a tip from Johann Sebastian Bach and you're playing fiddle by yourself, you can be your own guitar player.
Johann Sebastian Bach, one of the founders of Cajun music.
That's right
there. Talk about it.
Bet
that's one of the
influence.
Bet you didn't know that when you're hearing that. And you kind of got this thing going, Dave, where you're kind of accompanying yourself. I dig it.
Well, yeah. I got jealous of the accordion player's left hand.
Right.
Well, there's other notes on the fiddle. Maybe I can use those.
Right, and you're making it work. You do a lot of solo stuff, and it's neat to see somebody with a fiddle and their voice just make it work. I've seen a couple people who could pull it off, and I haven't really seen anybody do it so much in Cajun music, so much.
It's a lot of fun once you get past the scary part.
The scary part. Yeah, the getting up in front of people by yourself when you've been working with a rockin' band for 20 years.
Speaking of a rockin' band, how about some Mamu Playboys?
Here you go. Here you go.
This is one of my favorite moments in a 23-year career when we recorded Eyeball, Cocodoy Don Fongi Pui, and this fabulous guitar solo on this from Sam Bruce.
All right, let's rock it.
Thank you. mama on the phone. She said Shelly's not at home. She said my little girl gonna be back soon. She's gone on a honeymoon. Oh, Shirley, Shirley, you done me wrong. And that's why I sing this song. Shirley, where you going tonight? 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 Shirley, where you going tonight?
All right. I'm here with David Greeley. This is Chaz Justice. We were just listening to some Little Band of Gold. And we don't have too much time, so we're going to move on to the next thing. And what is the next thing, David? We're going to get some of your stuff, huh? The Sud, the Sud.
Oh, yeah. It's great when you grew up listening to John Fred and the Playboy Band that you get to use that eventually later on in life.
Mm-hmm.
Play a saxophone solo.
And that's you on the sax there.
That sounds like an LSU frat party to me.
That kind of reminded me of one.
I don't know how to do that.
It's great. It's party sax, man. Yakety.
It ain't rocket science.
Well, just one more thing David Greeley can do.
Can we do some of my solo records?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
This is Linda Handelsman and myself playing on this. This is from Dennis McGee. This is an archival recording I found on Barry's stuff.
Cool.
And it's called McGee's A Minor Waltz.
Hit it.
Thank you. What's happening musically in Dakar? Joburg, Kinshasa for Spain, Havana, Accra, Dar es Salaam, Cairo, Paris, New York. Well, tune in this week and every week to find out on Afropop Worldwide from PRI, Public Radio International.
Sunday night at 8 on KRVS.
KRVS. 88.7 FM.